Did you know there are about 400,000 cats living outdoors in Philadelphia? And that doesn't count household pets. That's just the stray and the feral cats. To contain that population explosion, the city is leaning on an army of volunteers to neuter those cats so they can't reproduce. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports some environmentalists believe that's not the solution.
Throughout Philadelphia, you'll find cat colonies. These are clusters of stray and feral cats taken care of by people who put up shelters and leave out food. You'll see them in vacant lots and out-of-the-way places where people convert plastic storage tubs into tiny homes with little door flaps. One of those is on land owned by the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation. The nonprofit is focused on developing the riverbanks as public amenities, and it wants to extend a hiking and biking trail. But it's also along an annual flight path for birds.
Which is kind of like this migration superhighway for migratory birds.
This is Bernard Brown. He's an environmentalist and writer.
Let's say you're flying up from the Caribbean or South America where you've spent the winter, and you're heading for, I don't know, the Poconos or way up in the boreal forest in Canada where you're going to breed and raise your babies.
Brown says birders have identified 183 different species at this site along the Delaware, which is why he's concerned about the presence of a colony of a few dozen cats.
Cats, domestic cats, are an exotic species here. Any predator doesn't naturally exist in these kinds of concentrations.
This colony of cats is actually smaller than it used to be. When the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation acquired the land 5 years ago, the place was overrun with feral cats, hundreds of them. Before the DRWC could build a trail, it had to manage those cats. So it called the city's animal control, the ACCT.
We don't manage colonies. We more kind of give people the tools to do it on their own.
That is Allie Cagnazzi. She's the coordinator of ACT's Community Cats program. She trains an army of volunteers and neighborhood groups to do what is called Trap, Neuter, Release, or TNR. Kelsey Lauder of the Stray Cat Relief Fund describes how TNR works during on a trapping mission in a South Philly vacant lot.
So what we will do today is take every cat that we've trapped, we will take them to ACT. ACT will perform the surgeries over the next few days. We will come pick up the cat when they're ready, and we release them. And that's that.
The Stray Cat Relief Fund is a network of volunteers who manage the colony along the river in partnership with the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation and Cagnazzi at the ACCT.
I mean, I rely so much on groups like Stray Cat Relief Fund because those are the people that are actually out there, boots on the ground, doing the trapping.
In the last several years, TNR programs have been adopted by municipalities across the country as the most humane way to control cat populations. But if a cat colony emerges on city parkland, the situation gets a little complicated. Jason Mifflin, the coordinator of the stewardship program at Philadelphia's Parks and Recreation, says the city department has not fully embraced TNR.
It is a bit of a sensitive subject. You know, people feel very strongly on, you know, multiple sides of the issue. You know, I guess I would say that we as a department don't have a position on how to manage feral cats.
Mifflin says the Department of Parks and Recreation treats makeshift cat shelters and feeding stations as debris and removes them with the trash. According to a study published in the science journal Nature Communications, cats kill somewhere between 1.3 and 4 billion birds a year in the United States, and about twice that many small mammals like lizards, frogs, and mice. Jason Weckstein is an ornithologist with the Academy of Natural Sciences at Drexel University.
You know, the people that are doing this, I think, are well-meaning, right? They want to help these cats out. The problem is that, you know, we sort of have this ethical responsibility to care about our wildlife, you know, our native wildlife. By saving those cats, which are introduced species and not native to that environment, we are basically dooming huge numbers of individual native animals to, in many cases, a pretty horrible death.
Studies looking at the effectiveness of trap, neuter, release show that for it to work properly, you need to neuter roughly 70% of the local population. Weckstein says the problem is, as long as you're leaving out food in particular locations, more cats are likely to come.
You know, some may be spayed, neutered, and released, but you can't catch all of them. And you are bringing in things like raccoons and skunks that potentially carry rabies. It seems like a public health nightmare, actually.
Back along the Delaware River, I was asked by the Stray Cat Relief Fund to not give the exact location of this cat colony for fear that people might dump their unwanted pets there. Or worse, a year and a half ago, someone set it on fire repeatedly. In response to that arson, the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation erected a chain-link fence around the colony to protect the cats from harm. A security guard regularly checks the site.
I want to be clear that arson is never the answer.
This is environmentalist Bernard Brown again.
You know, however much some of us might want this problem solved, that is just not the way to do it.
So far, there is no viable solution that will satisfy both cat lovers and environmentalists. As Ali Cagnazzi at ACT says, they are each protecting their own turf.
These people care about the birds. I care about the cats. It does seem like there's no common ground.
Both parties are at their peak season right now as the spring bird migration is well underway. And it's kitten season when stray cats tend to give birth. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.